Got Jocelyn on the line. Hey, we just talked a few minutes ago. You okay? Did you get loaded up there, Jocelyn? Did you?
Got it all loaded. We're on the road now.
You're heading to Lynchburg, I guess, or do you have a gig somewhere else tonight?
We are currently headed to North Carolina.
North Carolina. Where are you guys based out of?
Lexington, Kentucky.
Oh wow! Well, good for you. We just played. Is the song "Honey Bee" maybe?
Yes.
Yeah, we just played a little bit of that on the air just a few moments ago, and we were teasing our listeners because we're going to give a pair of tickets away here in just a little bit for the concert on Saturday night. So tell us a little bit about your group. How'd you guys get together? How long have you been personally singing? Stuff like that.
All right. Well, Jocelyn and the Sweet Compression has been together since 2016, and kind of my stepdad Marty, which is the lead guitarist in the band, he came to me and asked me if I'd be interested in starting a band together, since he knows I love to sing and he loves playing funk guitar. So, and I was like, well, yeah, let's do this. We were both at the time in cover bands.
Mm-hmm.
And decided, he said, you know, I think we'll go a little further if we just do our own music. And he said, you know, I can't really do a lot of the newer music, you know, the technology, you know, all that stuff. But if you just want real musicians with real instruments and make a kind of an old school album, then we can do that. And I was like, yeah, that's my kind of thing. I love, you know, old school funk and soul. So
yeah. Oh, we do
too. I was
too.
On board immediately.
Oh, that's cool. So because I've noticed, like, Honey Bee, that's an original, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So when you go to your page, there's like 8 or 10 songs up there that you have some samples of, and I didn't recognize any of the titles. So, well, that's good that you're writing your own stuff. Do you also, guys, go back and do any covers during your concerts?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
A little bit of everything?
Yeah, we do a little bit of Aretha and...
Okay.
A little Chaka Khan.
He's been calling you.
She said, you know how I've been calling you,
He has been calling you a young Chaka Khan.
She looks like a young Chaka Khan.
And that is an amazing compliment.
Yeah, well, he's been crushing a little.
I've been crushing a little bit, I have to admit. My wife's a little concerned. If we show up on Saturday. So
and now that she's doing it, if she does Chaka Khan,
Katie barred the door.
Yeah, we'll probably do a little Chaka.
Okay. Well, I mean, I grew up listening to her. I mean, I graduated from high school in 1976. So, I mean, mm-hmm. her and Rufus, and just saw her recently on a PBS special. Still out there, you know, just singing her heart out.
Yeah.
But
beautiful.
And being beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. She's aged very well. But
yeah, she's gorgeous.
So you're coming in to Lynchburg on Saturday night. There will be a couple of folks. One of the local DJs is going to play a little music. You guys play for what, 90 minutes probably to 2 hours?
I think something like 90 minutes.
Okay. All right. And so tell us a little bit about... you know, with the pandemic and everything, I mean, you guys are probably an animal that wants to get released that's been caged up for the last year. What's that been like for you guys? And give us some of the audience response that you've had so far since you've been able to go out.
For us, well, you know, everyone kind of handled the pandemic differently. Some of us were down. Some of us, like myself, I personally just took it as, like, Jocelyn, just use this time to... spend with yourself, you know,
mm-hmm.
think about yourself and what do you like to do other than this? Find other avenues to be artistic and outlet. I have my garden. I started my little garden and
mm-hmm.
I started painting and, you know, different things like that. And then, of course, we did our new album during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
We recorded our new album. And, you know, I just kind of use it as time to spend with family and you know, reflect and things like that. Because I realized if things go the way we want it to, which, you know, prayerfully it will, I'm not going to have time to just spend with myself. You
right.
know, I'm going to be on the road a lot. And
sure.
So I just kind of took that time, spend with my dog and hang out with family and friends. And, you know, because this is probably one of the last summers that I'll be able to do whatever I wanted.
Sure.
So,
well, we certainly hope that's the case.
Blessing in disguise.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you already, with those here in the studio, you've earned a lot of points, because when you talk about your dog and your garden, that's Janet's heart, my co-host over there. Yep. She's also done some singing, Janet.
Yeah. So I'm excited for you, and I hope very much that this is going to be something that you're going to be able to go and do for a long, long time. And I'm glad you got that time with your garden and your pup. So and I know you're going to enjoy, you know, getting back out there. There's nothing like after being off the road for a while, getting in front of a live audience. So that's going to be great.
Yes, that energy is just, I can't even, there's no words to describe the energy that you get.
Right.
Because our first show, you know, was a home show. And then not too long ago, we did Mount Music Festival. And that audience was just, electric. It was amazing.
That's fantastic.
And we just missed it so much. It's just recharging your battery, you know.
Oh, yeah. And for the audience, too. The audience has missed it so much. I mean, they haven't had that connectivity with artists and with other people in the audience for so long. It's a really special thing. So we're excited about having you and welcoming you here to the Hill City, and hope it's just a fantastic show.
I really do hope so. I think it will be.
It will be. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Jocelyn, no, I hope I get a chance to meet you and get a selfie that we can put it on our Facebook
page.
Oh, yeah,
just come on up. I don't bite. Let's ask.
Okay, it sounds good. And we're so excited with you coming in with a sweet compression. And we look forward to hearing you sing Honey Bee live. So you be careful. God bless you guys as you're on the road, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, thanks for being on the Morning Jam this morning. We'll post that interview.
It's going to be exciting to hear them. I think that's going to be great.
I think so. We're just going to go out with the beginning of that song again, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. It's Honey Bee, 8:20 on the Morning Jam.
And Mark L.
Yeah.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.